T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How's the rooster? You guys seen the rooster at all?
Nope.
Landfill, you haven't seen the rooster?
There's no free food.
That's true.
That's true. We don't have food.
That's true. That's true. I bet it is. I got an email. I didn't know I was on their email listserv, but apparently I am, that it is $6 cows on Tuesdays at Lido's. Maybe roosters at Lido's.
I doubt that.
You don't think so?
$6, you got to pay for it.
$6 for a calzone is pretty good.
Don't make it. He don't show up when we got to pay for it. He showed up when we got free food.
That's a good point. Yeah, I forgot that part. Yeah. Okay, so I was listening to this podcast this morning, and I found this really just the level of extent that Todd McShay went to in his description of the quarterback situation. None of us are telling you what's going to happen. Nobody knows. But it sure seems like things are getting closer and closer to Washington leaning towards Jaden Daniels as far as their pick.
The hot air that was blown last week was just a little ridiculous.
Correct.
A little odious.
So this is Todd McShay talking about this year's NFL draft via the Pardon My Take podcast.
It's got to be Jaden Daniels.
Yep.
And I know that everyone is linking Drake May, and there's all sorts of, you know, conversations there. Drake May has tremendous upside. You better be ready, though, with Drake May to sit him for a year. When you look at the history of drafting quarterbacks, numbers of starts, then you look at Drake May specifically, the inconsistency with his decision-making at times, with his footwork, which leads to, you know, erratic accuracy. I think Drake May could wind up being the second best quarterback in this draft, maybe if put in the right situation and has time to develop, like Patrick Mahomes had a full year. You know, so to me, like, I think in the right situation, he'll be great. Jaden Daniels, I got done with the tape at the end of the season, and I was like, damn, I don't know. Like, if I'm just evaluating this past year, 2023, I don't see a huge difference between Caleb and Jaden. I don't. Like, you got to remember, like, with Caleb, there was that Notre Dame game, and there were losses at the end of the year, and he's trying to do too much. And that will – he'll work that out of his system when he gets to the NFL and has more structure and a better defense and all those things. But from just based off the tape, and then you had the mobility with Jaden, the fact that, like, the improvement that he made over the last 2 years playing in a pro-style system, understanding and trusting his reads, I think he's got a chance to be special. And so when I'm done with the tape, I always try to kind of rack my board, figure out who I like, and then I start making calls. I promise you, of the dozens of calls that I've made from January to now with guys in the league, general managers, personnel directors, scouts, all over the league, there isn't one person I've spoken to that believes that Drake May should be drafted number two over Jaden Daniels. I even talked to teams – Going back to February, where teams were like, yeah, we're still debating between Caleb and Jaden at number one, okay? So it was like that first tier has been for teams has always been kind of Caleb and Jaden. And then the second tier is Drake. And then the third tier is J.J. McCarthy. And then you get into the fourth tier where you can start talking about Michael Penix and Bo Nix and those guys.
Yeah, I also
– I mean, that's pretty strong, B.
Yeah, it is.
I think,
you know, it's like we don't normally listen to those people that really watch film. we seem to get caught up in the rumors that go around social media are those that we know are leaning one other direction, and they make comments based off of their favoritism towards another person, but they don't really know much about anything. I think that's where you got to learn to begin to decipher that. You know, pay attention to the people that really, really look at this stuff on a regular basis, not those that occasionally look at TV. Because see, I hear people all the time, especially in our business now, saying they watch film. And I would love to sit down with them and see if they're watching film or watching TV. Because watching film is totally different. You don't finish that in 15, 20 minutes.
No. No.
That's an all-day task for the most part. It's some hours into that. And when you go hours, you're not watching games. You're not watching series. You're normally watching a drive. A few plays.
Chopped up 100 different ways and watching it over and over and over and over.
To where when you speak, you've seen it from so many angles and so many like points of view that you know what the hell you're saying.
Yeah. I think I tend to believe McShay on that. I think there is... I think we're getting closer and closer to a consensus here, and sort of like the draft industry needs to keep the level of intrigue up. I do also think because you have so many prospects, elite level prospects, Caleb, Jaden, Drake, maybe JJ, maybe Penix. I mean, there's just a loaded amount of options here that it's hard for there to be a true consensus, right? Benjamin Solak covers the NFL for The Ringer. We've had him on the show before. And I tweeted out that McShay quote just because I thought it was really strong. And Solak quote tweeted me and said, obviously McShay talks to way more important people than I do, but I've had conversations with NFL scouts in the past months and as recently as the last week who have May over Daniels and or McCarthy over Daniels. I really think QB 2-3-4 is nowhere near a league consensus. And I imagine, I mean, there's 32 teams, there's 32 GMs, 32 head coaches, but you start digging down below that and it's scouts and director of scouting, director of college scouting, director of pro personnel. There's hundreds. I mean, every organization has, I mean, how many people are we talking here, B? Say there's 50 people in the football operation.
It's a lot of folks, man.
Every building, right? Between the coaching staff, the QCs, and then the front office, all the way down to area scouts. Like, let's say it's 50 times 30, which I think is 1,500. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, say it's about roughly 1,500 people in positions that actually matter, right?
Uh-huh.
Hell no, there's not going to be consensus. But
it's not a consensus. But this is where I'm with this, KJ. People say what they want, and a lot of times their stories start off based off of a lean one way or the other. And then when you start looking for support to your story, you don't go look for people that's going to talk against what you're thinking. You look for people that supports what you're thinking. So that's why we see so many people with different mindsets and different things like that. So I'm not I'm shocked that this guy comes out and says, well, I talked to somebody. They didn't say that. Well, he started off his thing by saying, well, he talks to more important people than I do. Okay? So in other words, he basically said, like, he talks to the GM and the president. I might talk to the area scout. Who knows the most? Who thinks the most?
Right.
So, I've been around this thing a long time to where I know when a story starts, you support the story. You don't try to destroy the story. You try to support your story. And I don't blame him for saying, well, you know, I would have never put that he talks to more important people than I do. Because that makes people stop wanting to listen to the rest of the stuff you have to say. Because if you're not talking to the same level of people he's talking to, then why do I care what you think?
I tend to agree. You know, I just I think these are all really good prospects, and unfortunately, people have sideloaded themselves into like a specific camp where there's only one answer. And I think there's lots of answers. And I think Washington's taking Jaden, but if it ends up going a different direction, I don't think anybody should freak out. They obviously have a reason. Consensus doesn't matter. League-wide consensus doesn't matter. What matters is what happens in Ashburn probably around 8:30 Thursday night.
Yeah.
And what
I'll
really
matters, sooner than that so I can get to work, get done.
Yeah. You wouldn't mind that pick coming in at like 6:15.
Hey, if they, I wish they could go through these things so fast, they'd be like, oh, they broke a record this year. I'll be the happiest man in the world.
I bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.